Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
The Rapscallion Agency. A Leviathan Chronicles story. Chapter 2. La mode et les imbéciles. Fools and fashion. Paris is a beautiful city. People visit from around the world to be inspired, fall in love, and visit the landmarks like the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, and to sit by the banks of the Seine. But it's entirely another matter when you come to Paris and the Seine visits you.
Ah, putain de merde! Clarican! Clarican!
What?
Clarican, come here!
What?
You clogged the kitchen sink again.
What are you talking about?
The water isn't draining and it's overflowing everywhere. There's water all over the kitchen. You didn't see that?
I'm sorry. I was in the other room.
Well, so was I. And now our kitchen looks like a canal of Venise.
Well, it's not my fault. The garbage disposal isn't working.
Are you crazy? There is no garbage disposal. These pipes are centuries old. Are you out of your mind?
Well, how was I... That's just stupid.
No, it's normal in Paris.
Well, why don't they...
Clarican? It's just...
Lisette stopped and remembered the words of her old mentor, Harlequin.
Forgiveness isn't for the other person, it's for yourself. The burden of resentment will only weigh you down.
Look, I get it. It's different. But you have to try harder to get used to this place. It just runs differently, you know?
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I just never dated an American.
I never dated a cat burglar.
Well... Cat burglars like clean sinks.
Do cat burglars like apology hugs and a kiss on the nose?
I think they might.
Oh, really, I'm sorry. I'll try harder.
It's okay. But we need to deal with the bank stuff. I need to get your financial information so we can open a bank account. We're not going to be much of a company if we can't accept payments.
I'm with you. Here. But I'm warning you, there's not a lot there. White Egg froze most of my checking and savings accounts. The only thing I have left is some Bitcoin and my college fund that my grandmother gave me.
But you're not going to college.
I still might. I'm thinking about it.
Well, just give me whatever information you have. Everything will help if we want to get a loan or something for the business.
Sure. But hopefully we'll have some cash flow coming in soon. I was just going to run out the door to see that guy Raptor. I told you about him before. He used to be part of my Sandsword crew, but I think he's running with Entropica now. One of the biggest hacker gangs in Europe. He might have some good job leads for us.
You can't leave now. You need to clean up this mess before the water leaks into the floor below.
Well, why do I have to do it?
Why? Because it was your McDonald's wrapper that clogged the drain. And besides, I'm the one running out of the door because I already set up an appointment at the bank to set up the accounts for our company.
Well, maybe I should do the bank stuff and you can work on sourcing new business. You know, I'm pretty good with numbers.
Clarican, let me ask you something. Are you an EU citizen?
No.
And do you speak French?
No.
Then I think you'll find it a little difficult to set up a bank account.
I suppose you're right.
Of course I am. Okay, here's a plunger, here's a towel, and a kiss goodbye. I'll see you for dinner. Do you like escargot?
Sure. Is that another kind of bread? Bring two.
Okay, I will. Good luck with your underwater adventure. Au revoir.
Hey, I'm a hacker, not a plumber. Not a plumber.
Two weeks earlier, in a high-rise office in downtown Paris.
She's in a meeting. You can't.
She's expecting me.
I've read the reports, and if these studies are accurate, then these surveillance drones would be completely untraceable.
Of course. That's the very intention of the product design.
On what kind of scale can they be produced?
The gestation period is 23 days, so we can arrange to have...
Dr. Venezuela, we need to speak.
Good morning, Monsieur Merodac. Gentlemen, my apologies, but I'm afraid we need to cut our meeting short. Our attorneys will be in touch regarding the contract. Therese, would you please see our guest out?
Of course. Gentlemen, this way, please.
Tell me what happened.
We've had a breach in security.
But you are my security.
The attack came from inside the company. Two of the employees.
Did they know what to look for?
I believe they were directed to the ninth floor. They had a device that was able to scramble our video feeds.
We're the largest biotech firm in the EU. Our security system should be state of the art.
It would appear theirs was better.
Well, that in itself tells us something about our adversary. How far did they get?
They were looking for the chip.
The chip that changes everything?
Yes.
You didn't answer my question. How far did they get?
Not far. My sources warned us that sensitive employees were being solicited. I took the precaution of having the prototype physically moved to a new location. They weren't able to get too far.
What else did your sources tell you?
That we're being watched. There are rumors circulating about the project. People that know think you've had a breakthrough. There are many parties interested in acquiring it.
We already know that.
There's more. During the break-in, several identification templates were downloaded. If properly forged, it could allow any of the 150,000 people that work at VATEC worldwide to become a critical security risk.
A dangerous proposition. But at least it would appear we have been given a small advantage. Would you not agree, Monsieur Merodach?
Doctor?
I want you to make changes, but very, very subtle changes to the identification templates. Bypass the security department and see to it personally.
Yes, Doctor.
Have IT still allow server access to the genetic research facilities on the fifth floor, but keep the current testing on an isolated rack. We'll be able to track suspicious logins and unauthorized access. I want to watch the watchers.
Allowing us to run a trace on the intruder.
Let's see what we catch. And speaking of catches, where are the curious two employees?
I was able to eliminate one of the intruders, but the other man, he...
He escaped?
Yes, madam.
And you're sure it was a man?
I got close enough to know.
If he was working for someone else, they'll try again. Time is running short.
I agree.
Tell the doctors to advance the project to stage two. We can't wait for statistical confirmation. Have them do it immediately.
They'll say we are not ready, that we can't control it.
I say that we are ready. I'll leave control to you. How's your hand?
The implant feels stable. The cerebral connection with the blade is reliable, but sleeping is still difficult.
Fevers?
None.
Good. Check with Dr. Roost about a potential upgrade to the hand unit that the Bionics Department developed. It might help improve the state of our security.
Yes, ma'am.
And Merodach, find the other intruder. I don't like unresolved issues, and I want the technology he used to get past our security. I want to know who exactly is better than us.
Midday in Paris. Lisette exited at the Terne metro stop and quickly turned left on Avenue de Vagran. The high bright sun warmed the streets of the 17th arrondissement and brightened the colors of the flower shops displaying rows of irises, snapdragons, and water lilies along the streets.
Bonjour, mademoiselle.
Lisette turned onto Rue Marguerite and soon approached an outdoor cafe with a stylishly dressed young woman standing outside, engrossed in her phone. Without realizing, Lisette quickened her pace slightly, secretly excited to meet one of her oldest friends in Paris that she hadn't seen in years.
Adèle!
Lisette!
Oh my God, look at you! You look amazing! Comment ça va? Oh, it's been so long.
It's so good to see you. You look wonderful, Lisette.
Come on, you're the one that always looks amazing. Gorgeous, actually. Ah, I love this dress. It goes perfectly with your bag.
Oh, stop.
Seriously, you should be on a magazine cover. No better, an album cover.
Come, sit, sit.
This cafe is great, very branché. I heard it's hard to get a reservation here.
Oh, it's fine. So, when did you get to Paris?
About 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks? I had to wait 3 weeks before you called me?
It's just been really busy getting set up here.
Well, it's really nice to have you back in Paris, Lisette.
Thank you. It feels nice to be back. Really, just to be back in Europe. And it's great to see you! I don't really stay in touch with many girls from the orphanage. You know, some other memories.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Anyway, it's been too long.
Really, Lisette, tell me,
How long has it been? I was trying to remember on the way over.
I'm not really sure. I think it was about 4-5 years ago at the trial. Mm.
I can't believe they finally caught that awful snake, Madame La Liberté. Va au diable.
Oh my God. Madame La Liberté convicted and our entire orphanage shut down.
Tax evasion. Tax evasion was the least of her crimes.
Tell me about it. Putain, I hated the scam she used to make us run.
Remember the choir scam at Sainte-Chapelle Cathedrale?
Uh-huh.
She made me and the other girls sing for 40 minutes straight for all the wealthy patrons.
Yeah, but I was the one in the back that had to pick all the pockets. You were lucky. You were one of her favorites. You got to wear the pretty dresses on stage and sing.
I hate singing. Still to this day, I didn't feel very pretty when Madame La Liberté made me shake hands and smile with all the patrons that you had just robbed.
Madame kept her hands clean while we all did the dirty work.
Besides, you were always the one that Madame La Liberté allowed to do the dangerous jobs. You know, take real chances. I think you were her real favorite. Do you remember when the Polish ambassador came to the benefit for the orphanage at Le Pré Catalan Le Nôtre?
Yes.
And Madame L had you slip those drugs into his limousine outside so her gendarmerie boyfriend could bust him and blackmail him later.
Well, that was only because she had you and Monique distract him by asking the ambassador if he would like a private concert with the two of you singing.
No, no. It was because she knew you were the bravest, Lisette. You weren't like the other girls. You always knew how to handle yourself. That's why Madame sent you to do the dangerous work.
Madame sent me because I was expendable, Adele. The orphanage had many girls like me. Invisible girls. I wasn't likable like you. I didn't get to wear the pretty dresses.
Why are we talking about the past? We both managed to get out. That, in and of itself, is a miracle. Let's drink to that.
Let's!
So,
my God, Adele, you look wonderful.
Stop.
No. You know, it's been so long. Tell me everything that's going on in your life. Talk to me. Tell me what you've been doing for work and stuff.
Oh, babe, it's been a crazy few years, but I run social media for a fashion atelier. Have you heard of En Vivage?
No, I don't think.
We just got worn by Zoëlla Zebo and Chiara Ferragni last month.
Oh, are those actors?
Influencers, mostly Instagram. Oh, but Billie Eilish wore one of our sweatshirts on a red eye from New York in March.
That's amazing, Adele. Really?
They do a lot of editorial pieces, but I have to go to Dubai next month for a trunk show they're doing for Zendaya.
I've been to Dubai.
I'm so excited to go. My boyfriend told me about this place there where they prepare chicken for 2 days and serve it to you in the desert in a tent. So cool, right?
Oh, great. Tell me all about your boyfriend.
Oh, well, we've only been going out for about 6 months, but he's, he's gorgeous. At least I think he's gorgeous. And let's see, he works for this big tech firm. They're always flying him somewhere amazing. But last week he was in China and he brought me back this bracelet.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Right? It's like, what did I do to deserve that?
Yeah, I wonder. So, that's really cool about your job, Adele. It's got to be fun to work in fashion.
I know. They said in another 6 months, I could get promoted to the content marketing department. Isn't that amazing? It's how a lot of the best influencers on Insta get their starts. But wait, what about you?
Me?
Yeah, I've been blabbing on about my life like an idiot. What about you? Tell me, what have you been up to, Lisette?
Oh, well... I just got back from Las Vegas, where I helped save the world from an alien invasion while escaping an underwater city. Oh, and I still fly supersonic jets. But nothing as cool as singing on stage in front of octogenarians.
What was that? I'm sorry, Denise Mercedes just posted on TikTok about this clutch that I'm obsessed with.
Yeah, so... boring life. Never mind.
Hey! I just got a text from my boss, Camille. En Vivage is doing a show for their new fall collection. It's going to be so amazing. You have to see it. I can get you passes backstage to the next show at Le Palais de Tokyo. You have to come, Lisette. How many tickets should I reserve? Are you seeing anyone?
Well, Yeah, I'm sort of with... I'm seeing someone.
Oh, Lisette! That's so...
No.
Great, that's so cool. Tell me about him.
Well, no. I mean, he's great. Yeah, He's very He's smart, very good with computers.
Like gaming? I hear there's lots of money to be made streaming games on Twitch.
No, not video games.
Because a lot of influencers are gamers.
No, more like coding and cryptography.
You mean cameras?
No, not photography. Cryptography.
Oh, that's really exciting. I hear the whole cryptocurrency thing is huge.
No. Never mind.
And your boyfriend, he lives here in Paris?
No. Well, yes, he lives here now.
Now? Where did he move from?
Las Vegas, actually.
Oh, he's American.
Yeah, he's American.
Does he speak French?
No, he does not.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, where does he live now?
With me, actually. We moved in together. We have a place near Palais Garnier.
Ooh, 9th arrondissement. Très chic, Lisette. Your boyfriend must be very smart. What company does he work for?
He doesn't. I mean, not anymore. You see, he left.
So he doesn't have a job?
No, wait.
And he doesn't speak French?
He has a job, actually. He has a job with me. We have started our own company together.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
No, it's fine.
No, I think that sounds so exciting. Tell me all about your new company. Are you a startup?
Well, yes, I guess. Kind of. We're just starting out. We actually created a security firm, you know?
A security firm?
Yeah. I tried to use whatever that weasel, Madame La Liberté, taught us about how to steal. I thought maybe I could start a company to help people not get stolen from.
I think that sounds amazing. Seriously, that's brilliant, Lisette. You were always the craftiest one in our group. So, tell me more about this new company. What kind of jobs are you guys getting? Are you loving the work?
Well, actually, we don't have any jobs yet. We're looking for work. Right now, my boyfriend is speaking to one of his old friends who lives here to see if there's any work we can do.
Well, let me know if there's anything I can... Oh, wait. Do you want me to talk to my boyfriend? His company is always hiring contractors. You know, these big tech firms. Do you want me to ask him if he knows any job openings or...
Well, no, we're not looking for jobs at a company.
Oh, shoot.
We actually have a job
I need to take this. It's very... One second, Lisette. Hey. Did the shipment arrive from Milano? What do you mean only half the order came in? The show is in 2 weeks. Tu sais quoi? J'arrive. Reste là. On se voit dans 10 minutes. Okay, bye.
Is everything...
Lisette, I have to go. I'm so sorry. I really wanted to...
No, I understand.
I need to run. But I really wanted to catch up with you. I wanted to hear more about...
It sounds like things are crazy. We can do this again when...
Yeah. Next week. It's much better when I get past...
That sounds great.
I love you, Lisette. You look so great. I'm so happy you're back in Paris.
Yeah, it's great to see you too, Adele. I'll text you.
Oh, and let me know about the tickets. What's your boyfriend's name?
Clarican.
Huh? Just text it to me. I'll see you later. Bye.
My boyfriend's name is... Clarican.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Piura stands as a miraculous green haven. Piura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Piura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Piura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
The Paris Metro came to a stop in the 14th arrondissement and deposited Chloroquine on Rue Mouton du Vernet. He walked for 15 minutes before finding himself before an early 20th century Parisian firehouse. He approached the old stone building and walked towards the single door painted in scratched red paint.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Ugh, damn it. I need to do this. I need to do this. I need to do this.
What?
Artie?
Here named Artie.
Sorry, Raptor?
What's the password?
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Hey, Chloroquine! Come on in, brother, I'll pull you in!
Chloroquine entered the firehouse through a narrow foyer and was met by his old hacking acquaintance,
Raptor. Hey, Raptor, it's good to see you again.
He wore neon green sweatpants, a Hawaiian shirt, and diamond-crusted sunglasses.
Get in here!
After enduring one of the most vigorous hugs in European history,
welcome to the lair.
Chloroquine was led past the foyer by Raptor into a large garage chamber where the fire trucks were once kept.
This is my pad, man. You can relax. My casa, su casa. Took me 2 years to kit it out. I've got this place scrambled, too. Untraceable, unhearable, untrackable. And I know you're a man that likes to keep a low profile. This place doesn't exist.
So, you've built your own private Idaho in Paris.
I was gonna set up shop in Singapore. Then I thought Moscow. Then I thought, Paris. That's where the real artists go.
Well, looks like you've kept busy.
I haven't done much since DEF CON in Vegas. I still take on select jobs from time to time, you know, for very select clients. I've got the whole building, so I do software hacks in the front and do hardware in the back.
That didn't come out right.
In fact, I got a secret project I'm working on back there, huh?
Secret project?
I'm building the most powerful parallel multiprocessing supercomputer in Europe. I'm calling it Big Mac.
Better than McNugget.
Come on over here. This is the main area. Workstations, server banks.
Stripper pole?
Yeah! It's also a Wi-Fi hotspot. Chloroquine, meet Minska and, Sneezy.
Ugh, it's breezy.
And they are...
Minska, she's a neurochemist from Lomonosov University. And, Sneezy...
Breezy!
I don't know what she does, but they just like dancing in my living room because the tunes are sick.
Man, Raptor, I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
So, Chloroquine is in Paris.
I am.
And what game are you currently running here?
Actually, I'm setting up shop with my girlfriend. We started a cybersecurity firm here.
I heard White Egg might be looking for you.
Maybe.
Maybe more than maybe.
Why? You gonna turn me in?
You? You're not worth the ransom or my time, my friend. Come on, this way.
Good to know.
Well, you know what I can't figure out? Why do they care about someone like you? I mean, no offense, but you're no Edward Snowden. What they got on you, huh? Or what do you have on them?
Nothing. Look, nothing. I just walked out on my contract. That's all. Those guys are just sticklers for paperwork.
I call bullshit.
Well, call it whatever you like. You still working with Entropica? I've been hearing a lot about those DNS hacks on Tesla. And the Trojan horse in the Euro Disney Park mainframe.
And I wouldn't know anything about it. As you can see, I'm mostly retired now and more of an elder statesman for the group. So what are you really doing here, Clurican? Huh? What brings you to my lair of lies?
Like I said in my message, I just wanted to stop by to see if you know about any work. Like I said, my girl and I are trying to get our new cybersecurity business off the ground. Looking for jobs.
Oh, little business. What kind of business?
Any kind of business.
Well, then let's have a business meeting. Come on in. Yo, girls, turn it down. Party's over. I'm having a business meeting. Come on, scat, scat.
I was eating a burrito.
Raptor, I have to ask, what are all these girls really doing here? I mean, are you running a modeling agency or something?
Clurican, haven't you figured it out yet, man? French girls freaking love Americans. Always have. They can't get enough of us.
Clearly you haven't met my girlfriend.
No, you just need a little help, brother. A little chemical enhancement.
Thanks, but no thanks. I'm not into drugs, recreational or performative.
Clurican, you're crazy, brother. I love this guy. Nah, man, no drugs. Something stronger. Perfume.
You lost me.
At this point, Raptor removed a small vial and tossed it to Clurican.
Here you go, man. No charge.
What the hell is this?
Synthesized pheromones. I got access to 75,000 genetic records I personally cracked off a 23andMe database in Dallas. I cross-referenced the DNA codes to isolate the attraction receptor gene, and then had a lab in St. Petersburg formulate the fragrance.
How did you get all those medical records for all those people?
Come on! Who are you talking to, buddy? The apex predator, Raptor! This little baby creates attraction in 90% of women, and surprisingly, about 40% of men. Not sure which way you swing these days, Clurican, but I'm telling you, it drives women bananas! Try it!
Astonishing on so many levels. Really, hey, how about I just take this to go?
Suit yourself. A parting gift for my little friend, huh? Looks like you need all the help you can get, huh?
More true than not. Well, listen, man, I really need to talk to you about...
So, what kind of jobs you in for, brother? Snatch and grab while you had gray head, huh?
I'm open for business, period. What do you got?
You sure?
Yeah, man.
Well, I might have something.
What, French company? Tech firm? What do you got?
Nah, nothing like that. Here, look at this photo.
All I see is just you and some poser at a club.
Not a poser. A dirty, stinking thief. This was taken at Club La Station a week ago. I'm telling you, man, I was robbed and completely violated, Clurican. It was horrific.
You look okay to me.
Nah, man. Look at that sweatshirt I'm wearing.
The red one that says Supreme?
No, not a red one. That's a limited edition Louis Vuitton Supreme commemorative sweatshirt. Dude, they literally only made 3 of them and your boy snagged one.
It's quite fetching, but so what?
Well, see that other guy in the photo?
Yeah.
That's Joshua Edmonds, hack handle, high rise. He'd been sucking up to me for a year now, wanting to join in Tropica, but he's just a script kiddie and his hacks are just weak.
Okay, so...
So? Dude, look at this Instagram post. This was taken 2 days later at Club Showcase, a different club. Just look at this douchebag.
It's high-rise. And he's wearing the same kind of sweatshirt you had.
Not the same kind! The same one! I told you they only made 3 of these, and that butt nugget stole mine!
Well, how are you sure?
I'm telling you! The guy stole it! I was hanging out with him and my crew at List Station. He kept trying to talk to me, but had this onion breath. Anyway, I went to dance with Mishka and Cheesy.
Freezing.
And when I came back to my booth, my sweatshirt was gone. And so were all of our vodka mixers. It was cold-blooded, man. I gotta get that sweatshirt back, brother. It's part of my brand. No one saw where he went. He was like a ghost, yo.
You're seriously wanting to hire me to steal back your sweatshirt? Like breaking and entering?
You do sneaky shit all the time. And you say you need it to work? I'll give you 5 G's if you put it back in my hand by Friday. Here's the guy's home address. Expect security.
$5,000 for a sweatshirt.
Dude, it's worth like 10 times that. And more importantly, it's the principle of the thing. Don't you see? Come on, man. You steal a guy's sweatshirt. You steal his soul.
I'm sure I've read that on Barstool Sports.
Great sight, right? Hey, look, you said you needed the scratch.
I do.
And what do you say, brother? You want the job?
You have been listening to The Rapscallion Agency, a Leviathan audio production written and created by Christoph Laputka. Go to rapscallionagency.com or to dive deeper into the story, listen to The Leviathan Chronicles on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The Rapscallion Agency was executive produced by Amish Chani, produced and mixed by Robin Shore, produced by Claire Dodin and Kim Donovan, casting by Claire Dodin and Kim Donovan, original music by Luke Allen, editing and sound design by Luke Allen and Robin Shore, directed by Christoph Laputka. Starring Claire Dodin as Lisette Mainzabile, Todd Habercorn as Chloroquine, Caroline Guivarch as Dr. Taryn Venezuela, Gary Armagnac as Monsieur Murdoch, Monia Ayashi as Adele Lesange, June Yoon as Raptor, William T.N. Hall as Harlequin, narrated by Benoit Monin. Additional voices by Valeria Zunzun, Time Winter, Hudson Schuchert, and Kim Donovan. For a full cast list, go to rapscallionagency.com. To learn more about our other audio drama podcasts, go to leviathanaudioproductions.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get the latest news and behind-the-scene footage. Thank you for supporting Leviathan Audio Productions, and thank you for listening to The Rapscallion Agency.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.